go Bigfoot. What about Bigfoot?
What about him?
Episode of What About Bigfoot, the only show that at this point seen rises the giant Welcome to an episode of What About Bigfoot, the only show at this point has seen Rise of Skywalker about 15 times and gonna watch it some more. And yeah, that's that. I'm excited for this movie, guys.
Pretty excited.
It's been out for a while. Watch it. Make your New Year's resolution a little more Star Warsy. I'm your host, Dude, and sitting next to me is
Jay.
It's the only show that talks about conspiracy theories, non-conspiracy, assassinations, non-assassinations, ghosts, goblins, ghouls, mystical creatures, mystical items, mystical ships, anything we can think we're doing. And this one, guys, we're doing a big one. Take us there, man.
This is big for our nation's history, you know. November 22nd, 1963. If that date doesn't ring a bell to you, that is the day that John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated.
Yeah, we're doing assassination again.
Dallas, Texas, JFK.
Let's do it.
You know, this is huge.
It's a big one.
Huge.
Blowing the cannon. 2020 coming with a new one.
Is there a 35th president?
Yes.
Start that off. 35. Fourth president to get assassinated.
Really?
Eighth one to die in office.
I knew that one.
The fourth one to get assassinated, yes, sir.
Fuck that. I thought it was just one. All I know is Lincoln. I just know Lincoln. I just knew Lincoln and him.
Hey, like Gerald? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They weren't assassinated good enough. They weren't a good enough president to give a shit about.
So he was struck by a bullet.
Yes.
Through the back of the neck.
Yes.
Out through the throat.
Yes.
That was also Texas Governor John Connally. Was also struck by a bullet. He was injured, but he recovered from his injuries. There was also a cop who died that day.
Oh, really?
We'll talk about him later.
All right.
Who said that he might even be involved in the conspiracy.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, everybody knows Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yes.
The shooter. The accused shooter. Pretty sure he did it. But the conspiracy is more around if he had accomplices or not.
Yes, yes.
He has quite a bit of history. He was in the Marines. He's a sharpshooter. He had qualifications to make the shots. It's a shot. Some stories say that he was not the best of shots.
Oh, snap.
And actually, over the years, his score actually went lower.
Oh, wow.
So, and that kind of differs a little bit.
Yeah, he wasn't that good.
Oswald was arrested 70 minutes after the shooting. So it was
That's pretty fast. That's pretty fast.
It was pretty quick after the shooting. There was, you know, obviously tons of people. There's tons of witnesses.
Yeah.
121 witnesses had some kind of... had some kind of evidence or something, you know what I mean? Had some kind of, like, I had some kind of testimony, I guess. So he was arrested for the murder of the president and the murder of the police officer.
Okay.
2 days later, he was shot in the police department basement.
It was very famous.
By Jack Ruby.
Yes.
Nightclub owner.
Yes.
You know, Jack Ruby actually went to jail for it. He was found guilty, and then he was trying to get like a retrial, but he ended up dying in like 1969,
A
little bit later. But he ended up dying. Maybe he got killed too. That's another conspiracy. That's a major conspiracy, is that he was murdered. Yes. Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yes, in front of the cameras.
Yeah, in a police basement.
Yeah.
In a police department's basement. So that's kind of weird, you know.
One of the most famous
that even got through and actually happened. Because he's Lee Harvey Oswald some, you know.
Yeah, he should have been more protected than yeah. around to take, just, like, to taking the photo, taking the pictures, everywhere's good, then he just
killed the, you know.
Yeah, the guy that killed the president. You think he'd like want to stand trial and shit like that?
Yeah, definitely. That's a little sketchy, you know. Maybe he was going to talk. Maybe he was in on it. Maybe it was set up. Maybe he had plans with other people.
Yeah,
he can't talk. A lot of people think it could have been CIA.
Yes.
Could have been Russia.
Yes.
Could have been Cuba and Fidel Castro.
Yes.
And it also could have been the KGB.
Yeah. Could have been what's his face?
So there's
the president to give the vice president.
Oh yeah, Lyndon B. Johnson. LBJ. That's also another big one. You know, there's you know, JFK was like a real like Democratic president, and that's like a problem for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of wealthy people, let's just say a lot of people in power.
Yes.
So that's kind of, you know, Abraham Lincoln, that's why he got murdered, you know, that's why we all think that happened. Yeah. MLK, you know, that's another one. You know, people of this sort of power, they want to change the world for like the better, you know. Yeah. There's people out there, there's tyrants and, you know, shitty politicians who, you know, are in it for themselves, and I think this is a huge concern, or you know, a huge cause that any one of those people that we named off could have done it.
It's all plausible.
It's also noted that there's many speculation on Lee Harvey Oswald being a CIA agent.
Oh snap! Deep cover.
Some saying that he had no involvement, some saying that he was actually a paid informant, some saying he actually was an agent.
Oh shit.
So so he actually went to Russia as an agent to go do some mission out there, and then when he came back, is, you know, we're assuming, you know, there's some kind of deal with Russia, or he also had some ties with Cubans too.
Oh,
so it could have been like literally anywhere. Yeah, so it's and it's no doubt that he
pulled the trigger,
yeah. But there's also doubt that there is multiple gunmen for multiple different points.
Yes, the hill,
The grassy knoll.
Grassy knoll.
Okay, so that's like the most famous one. But from the actual evidence, like the actual report. Is that it came from the Texas book? The Texas school book depository.
Yes.
It's
top floor.
That's where he was, on the top floor, out of a window, took the shot. It was a straight line shot. The vehicle was driving away from him, I believe, because if he got shot in the back of the neck and out the throat, he obviously had to have been behind.
The vantage players.
But there was also people who say that they heard and saw shots come out of the grassy knoll. Which there was like a picket fence,
yes,
right on top of the hill, which was where somebody
could have shot,
which is very plausible as well. The shot that was taken from the Texas School Book Depository was like 81 meters, I believe.
Yes.
So it was like not far at all.
Yes.
It's
a doable shot quote unquote.
Yeah,
not great marksman.
Yeah, but he was a certified sharpshooter in the Marines.
Yeah, so his form of going down is like not the same as like a beginner shooter. He can still hit the shot, especially at 81 meters.
Yeah. Okay, but the weird thing is that there was 3 shots fired within 4.6 to 5.8 seconds. I think was the time, or 4.8 to 5.6. So with that's a small amount of time to fire off 3 shots and somewhat accurate.
Especially
only the one is really accurate. One of them, you know, there's many different theories. There's the single bullet theory, where the one bullet went through Kennedy's throat, hit the governor, went through the governor's chest, through his arm, and stuck in his leg.
Yeah, the magic
one bullet. But then there's also reports of 3 bullets. There's also reports of 4 bullets being fired. Reports of multiple gunmen, you know, obviously, because within that time frame and within all of the evidence gathered, you know, there were shots heard and seen from the grassy knoll, which was the most popular of all the witnesses' testimonies.
Yes.
There was 51 of the eyewitnesses said that the grassy knoll was where it was at. 32 said the Texas School Book Depository, and the rest said the Dow Tech building, which is right across the park from the Texas School Book Depository. So it was kind of in the same range.
Yeah, I see.
But there was multiple angles where it could have been done. It was almost like a perfect spot to be assassinated to, which
yeah.
kind of the government might have had something to do with it. Yeah,
which was right there. Yeah.
Put them in like direct line.
Yeah, like no one else, there was no agents where
yeah.
they should have been.
Yeah. yeah. So there was like so much eyewitnesses that, you know, everybody got questioned. There was film, you know, yes. the babushka lady, she was in it. Yes. You know, everybody knows who that is. That's the lady like on the grass field with the umbrella and all yes. that stuff. Some people even think that she did it, and then she had like a fucking rifle umbrella, you know, which is
penguin
really,
style,
which is really crazy. Yeah, which is really crazy. All the film and photographs were confiscated yes. and never returned in most cases. So yeah. like any other angles besides the angles
that we got, the most
famous, the video that we have that shows the babushka lady.
Is,
you know,
government property.
Which is even said that the government like set that one up for that reason. So that it could be shown and not the other stuff they're showing. Where there was actual proof of like people in the grass.
You know, people moving.
Yeah.
There's plenty of people who had the camera. You can see it in the footage. Like people had the yeah. cameras to see the president.
So the babushka lady came out in the 60s or in the 70s, I believe. Beverly Oliver was her name. She came out and had also had her film confiscated by two men in suits.
Oh yeah.
It was said that they were going to develop the film and return it 10 days later, which they never did.
Of course.
So who knows who it was? It could have been CIA. It could have been KGB. It could have been anybody. It could have been Doug and Dave.
Yeah, it could have just somewhere. It's like, oh yeah.
You know what
could
I mean?
Have been Sean Connery from The Rock.
Another great part of this was the murder weapon.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be a Carcano rifle, Italian rifle was like the initial report from the autopsy and all that. Was the bullet size came from this rifle. All three bullets came from this rifle, but the rifle that was found was a 7.65 Mauser.
Yeah.
Two policemen found a rifle tucked away in the Texas School Book Depository, and they both said it was a 7.65 Mauser, not the Carcano rifle.
Yes.
But after the detectives came in and the experts came in, and then they said it was a Carcano rifle and not the Mauser. So it's like it gets a little weird as to what the actual murder weapon was to
kill JFK.
Another thing, the cop who died was all said to have possibly been a shooter as well.
Oh shit!
But
in the crossfire, or?
That's where it gets tricky because it also says that like that he was trying to stop Lee Harvey Oswald from getting away, and then Lee Harvey Oswald shot him with the pistol.
Yeah,
but he had some strange ties. The policeman had like strange ties, and he was very against the beliefs of JFK and stuff.
Oh,
he's like a communist. So he also had, I mean, there are so many conspiracies that could have been
so many killers.
It's so weird that all this evidence was lost. There was also speculation that JFK's body was actually like his wounds and stuff were recreated before the autopsy.
Whoa.
Like from the initial hospital to the autopsy place, it was altered.
Oh, wow.
his body, so the evidence is different, that he only got shot one time and not three times, and there wasn't multiple angles. There was only the one
where he got shot in the back of the
yeah head. So it's all weird. First, it's weird that he died, you know, that he was assassinated himself. Yes. That the assassinator was assassinated is really sketchy.
Yeah. That's the most, like, by someone who...
All the eyewitness reports, you know, 121 of them, most of them saying it came from a different spot.
Yeah.
There was multiple film and photo angles that were all confiscated and never returned.
What are they hiding?
So it
was the government. It was our government.
Yeah.
I don't think it was the Russians or the
yeah.
Cubans.
It definitely could have been Lyndon B. Johnson, you know, Lyndon B. Johnson. Who immediately assumed the president.
Emergency right after.
Yeah, immediately, because he was the vice president, so he gets it in that case.
And they put his ass in the plane and like, get the fuck out of Dallas.
And he ended up being the president the next term.
You know? It was his home state. He was the representative of Texas, Lyndon B. Johnson.
So it's, you know, a lot of stuff could have happened.
That is not a query thing, especially when you said they did the motor cave. I was behind the scenes of like CIA when I was on National.
Yeah, there's a triple overpass too, so it makes it like there's many spots where people are standing and vantage points and.
Yeah, and I was watching that behind the CIA thing on National York. When they do a route for a president, it takes months of planning. They had to have seen this is a horrible place to put our president. Yeah. This is like the worst fucking place in the world.
In an open car limousine, you know what I mean? Where he's just waving.
Which he insisted on being in because he didn't want to be no punk.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm not waving my hands. They're going to get me.
It's also really crazy that his other brothers were murdered, you know?
The Kennedy family, the curse of the Kennedy family. That's going to be an also future episode.
Yeah, that definitely should be one because the Kennedys do have a little weird history.
Yeah.
They have blood on their hands.
Yeah, so. But yeah, this one is one of the most famous assassination, also conspiracy theories. Of all time.
Yes.
Like, there's so many. The assassination happened. That's the most clear-cut thing. He got shot. He died.
Yeah.
That's the most clear-cut. Then you get the...
Pretty sure Harvey Oswald did it.
Pulled the trigger. But then afterwards...
But was he
the only one? What happened? Why was it so easy for them to track him down in 70 minutes? Are you kidding me? Like, if anyone today could get farther away than that, how do they know exactly... He didn't leave a note. He didn't leave anything that connected him.
I'm sure technology wasn't that great.
Yeah, they did this for fingerprints and have in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's like how did you know?
How did you know it was him right away? The politics at the time, JFK ruffled a lot of feathers. He liked to ruffle things up.
Especially with Cuba.
On our home turf, he liked to fight with the politicians. He liked to fight with Congress. Maybe he's getting too big for his riches.
Yeah.
And they took out old JFK.
Which is usually what happens, you know?
Yeah. It's one of the most public ones ever. Like, sure, people were in the theater when Abraham Lincoln got shot, but it wasn't ever recorded and played back, and so many people know what it is. It was one of the focal points of our history.
It's also noted that the video that is out of the JFK assassination is the single most watched film in history.
Yeah. He was loved by the people. He was loved by many countries. Oh, yeah. So he was a very important man who his death really took a ripple effect on everything.
Yeah. Changed the world.
Like, or better or worse, like, we don't know if we could have gotten into a nuclear war with Cuba. If he's remained president, we could have...
Sure could.
Anything could have happened. Our history could be played out very differently. But this fact is for sure that he was assassinated. He did die. He's not, like, chilling somewhere, being old. He doesn't want to be president anymore.
Yeah.
That one's off the table.
He's definitely didn't pull a Tupac.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking that off the table. He's not lurking around. He is dead.
Don't see it happen.
Yeah, he died in the 60s. Period.
But this one... You know, because it's so interesting, and I just like presidential. I don't exactly know where to put Bigfoot into this one.
I don't think Bigfoot. I don't think Bigfoot was a part of this one. I don't think Bigfoot. Well, he could have been. They could have hired Bigfoot. He could have been the guy in the grass. You know, he knows how to hide. He's the hide and seek champ. Yeah. He's on the grass. You know, he's like, I don't know how to use this, but I guess.
He was the other gunman.
He was the other gunman.
He is the one that missed.
Yeah, Bigfoot in the grass. He knows because he knows how to fucking hide because he's really good at it.
I think maybe he's the one that shot the cop.
Oh, maybe.
Cop was trying to shoot the president. He was like, "No, cop, saved the president. You know, try to save the president."
I don't think so. Because we all fought before. Bigfoot don't like humans.
True.
Yeah. But yeah, this one, that's the best I can do with Bigfoot. This one is just such a moment in time. Like, you can't put Bigfoot in unless he was the assassinator in the grass, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll probably never know the truth. Even in Doomsday, we will never know the truth of who actually killed JFK. It'll always go down in history as Lee R. G. Halswell, and then everything else is a conspiracy.
And a lot of those people are like dying or dead already from that time. You know what I mean? Yeah, so who knows? You know,
it's going lost in time.
The all the CIA people planned it, or if it was a plan, all the people who planned it are done.
Yeah. They probably burned the films, burned the photos. They're not keeping it to incriminate themselves. They're the CIA. They know how to fucking burn things to keep things secret.
I don't think we'll ever know.
We will never know. This will be one of the most unsolvable conspiracy theories ever. But yeah, why did they hire a dude that owns a nightclub? Like, where does he fit in just to kill the president? Yeah,
Jack Ruby. Who the fuck
is this jerk off? Like,
yeah. He just loved JFK so much he wanted to shoot him in the police
basement. Yeah, or.
Weird. How did he even get down there with the gun?
I always heard the conspiracy theory of mind control. They mind controlled Lee Harvey Oswald. The government mind controlled. Either to kill Lee or Harvey Oswald. Like, I've heard that one before. Like, there's so many conspiracies around this one that you follow a line, maybe true, you can follow a line that's just fucking loco. Like, Bigfoot being the shooter in the grass, you know, loco. Like,
yeah, hey. This is. That's exactly, you know, as possible as anything else.
Yeah.
In this case.
Could have been Fidel himself. Fidel Castro could have been in the crowd himself.
Wow.
Going, oh, fuck you. Bam! It could have been the KGB, it could have been anybody.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was our government, though, and they set him up to fail. It
usually is our government.
Yeah, because you could push to make the president be in a fucking car with a hood on it. Yeah. You can find a different location through Dallas. Like, you don't have to go through this perfectly placed.
And to Lee Harvey Oswald was a former Marine.
Yes.
Turned CIA agent. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe he is.
Maybe not. Maybe we don't know if he's dead.
You can't ask him.
he's assassinated.
That's why they killed him.
Exactly. Oh, man.
Dead men tell no tales.
Dead men tell. You gotta kill those loose ends, guys. If you're ever gonna do something illegal, we don't recommend it.
Yeah.
If you are, you gotta tell them loose ends. Yeah. You're gonna get caught.
Stitches get stitches.
I watch a lot of ID channel.
Probably don't hurt anybody, but.
If you do, cut those ties. Tighten up those ties.
Probably don't, though. You probably don't hurt no one.
Just don't. But you know what you want to do? You want to listen to this podcast. You can find it on Spotify, you can find it on Stitcher, you can find it on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a comment. We are on Facebook, we put our videos up there now. We can do watch along parties if you like. We are still taking ideas from anybody who wants to throw an idea out there. Put us on Facebook, Twitter, also Instagram.
We love suggestions.
We love suggestion, guys. Love talking.
Buy some fucking stickers, too.
Oh, yeah. We're still selling stickers, guys. Was it 3 for $5?
Yeah, whatever you want.
3 for $5.
I'll give you whatever you want.
Yeah. New Year's, for this week only.
I'll give you 5 for $5.
5 for $5, guys. For this
year,
for 2020, 5 for $5, guys. So hit us up on Twitter, Facebook. Give us your information. We'll do it for you guys. You get to enter to win this. One of these beautiful things. You can get a war machine. Who's up there? I see that. Cool. Some black cats. You get never the pocket spree, though. Can't have that pocket
never
spree.
Never the pocket spree.
Never the pocket spree.
And not my Dick Butkus signed helmet.
Oh, shit. If you're a Packers fan, you better not be watching this.
Yeah, just turn it right off.
We're discriminating against you. But until next time, guys. I'm Dude. He's Jay. You guys show up each and every week. What about Bigfoot?